caught in every river, flowing wide, flowing free. I see the love of God in every ocean, reaching further than I can see, reaching further.
I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. Let's now join together in song with hymn number 29 from the Christian Science hymnal. And just a reminder, the link to the words of this hymn are on our Follow the Meeting page. Today I'm going to present my readings on the fourth river, Euphrates, which is defined as divine science understood and acknowledged. I shall be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. I shall read from the Bible, starting with Genesis. God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven, to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and a river went out from Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted, and it became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, and the name of the second river is Gihon, and the name of the third river is Hiddekel, and the fourth river is Euphrates. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." And he brought him forth abroad, and said, "Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars if thou be able to number them." And he said unto him, "So shall thy seed be." In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates." And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Now from the books of Deuteronomy and Isaiah. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel. The Lord your God hath multiplied you, and behold, ye are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. Turn you, and take your journey, and go unto the mount of the Amorites, and unto all the places nigh thereunto, in the plain, in the hills, in the vale, in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. Lift up thine eyes round about and see, all they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. Then thou shalt see, and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Now therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria and all his glory, and he shall come up over all his channels and go over all his banks, and he shall pass through Judah. He shall overflow and go over. He shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land. And now from Psalms. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that there is, which keepeth truth forever. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heaven of heaven, and ye waters that be above the heaven. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. And from Revelation and 2 Samuel. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. And the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered. Now I shall read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The definition of river, channel of thought. Pison River, the love of the good and beautiful and their immortality. Guyan River, the rights of woman acknowledged morally, civilly, and socially. Hidako River, divine science understood and acknowledged. Euphrates River, divine science encompassing the universe and man. In Christian Science, we learn that the substitution of the spiritual for the material definition of a scriptural word often elucidates the meaning of the inspired writer. On this account, this chapter is added. It contains the metaphysical interpretation of Bible terms, giving their spiritual sense, which is also their original meaning. Take away the spiritual signification of Scripture, and that compilation can do no more for mortals than can moonbeams to melt a river of ice. The Spirit and the bride say, Come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Christian Science separates error from truth and breathes through the sacred pages the spiritual sense of life, substance, and intelligence. In this science, we discover man in the image and likeness of God. The Scriptures are very sacred. Our aim must be to have them understood spiritually, for only by this understanding can truth be gained. The true theory of the universe, including man, is not in material history, but in spiritual development. Inspired thought relinquishes a material, sensual, and mortal theory of the universe and adopts the spiritual and immortal. Genesis 1:6, And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. The definition of firmament, spiritual understanding, the scientific line of demarcation between truth and error, between spirit and so-called matter. The fowls which fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven correspond to aspirations, soaring beyond and above corporeality, to the understanding of the incorporeal and divine principle, love. The sun, giving light and heat to the earth, is a figure of divine life and love, enlightening and sustaining the universe. Agassiz, through his microscope, saw the sun in an egg at the point of so-called embryonic life. Because of his more spiritual vision, St. John saw an angel standing in the sun. The Revelator saw also the spiritual ideal as a woman clothed in light, a bride coming down from heaven, wedded to the Lamb of Love. To John, the bride and the Lamb represented the correlation of divine principle and spiritual idea, God and his Christ, bringing harmony to earth. In divine revelation, material and corporeal self would disappear, and the spiritual idea is understood. The divine principle and idea constitute spiritual harmony, heaven, and eternity. In the universe of truth, matter is unknown. No supposition of error enters there. Divine science, the word of God, saith to the darkness upon the face of error, God is all in all. And the light of ever-present love illumines the universe. Hence the eternal wonder that infinite space is peopled with God's ideas, reflecting him in countless spiritual forms. These ideas range from the infinitesimal to infinity, and the highest ideas are the sons and daughters of God. Genesis 1:9, and God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Spirit, God, gathers unformed thoughts into their proper channels and unfolds these thoughts, even as he opens the petals of a holy purpose, in order that the purpose may appear. When we learn in science how to be perfect, even as our Father in heaven is perfect, thought is turned into new and healthy channels towards the contemplation of things immortal and away from materiality to the principle of the universe, including harmonious man. Eternal truth is changing the universe. As mortals drop off their mental swaddling clothes, thought expands into expression. Let there be light is the perpetual demand of truth and love, changing chaos into order, and discord into the music of the spheres. Advancing to a higher plane of action, thought rises from the material sense to the spiritual, from the scholastic to the inspirational, and from the mortal to the immortal. All things are created spiritually. Mind, not matter, is the creator. Love, the divine principle, is the father and mother of the universe, including man. It is love which paints the petal with myriad hues, glances in the warm sunbeam, arches the cloud with the bow of beauty, blazons the night with starry gems, and covers earth with loveliness. Immortality, exempt from age or decay, has a glory of its own, the radiance of soul. Immortal men and women are models of spiritual sense, drawn by perfect mind and reflecting those higher conceptions of loveliness which transcend all material sense. Man is by no means a material germ, rising from the imperfect and endeavoring to reach spirit above his origin. The stream rises no higher than its source. Another change will come as to the nature and origin of man, and this revelation will destroy the dream of existence, reinstate reality, usher in science, and the glorious fact of creation that both man and woman proceed from God and are his eternal children, belonging to no lesser parent. Unfathomable mind is expressed. The depth, breadth, height, might, majesty, and glory of infinite love fill all space. That is enough.